Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the studio with Kevin, Renee, and Paul from the Shogun talking fishing.
Dude, this is happening right now. Like, you can feel like Long Beach is done. Starting to hear all these reports on Bluefin. Talk about going fishing on these season trips on the Shogun. It's... I don't know when you call the start of the fishing season, but I'm going to call it last week. Like, it's game on.
It's on.
No doubt.
You know, Fred Hall Long Beach kicks it off.
It does.
Things bite. And you guys were both there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So both the boys hanging out in the booth.
Hanging out in the Fisherman's Landing booth. Yeah, for sure. But great time to talk fishing right now.
No doubt about it, man. I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest chart before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information. If you want to join us on this hour, Let's Talk Hookup, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call, 833-288-0973. It's been a very busy morning on the phones. Probably a good time to remind you, like we've said a lot of times in the past, the phones are slightly different here when you're calling in. When it gets real busy, like it is right now, to talk to Paul and Renee, and you call and you're not going to get a busy tone, basically. So your phone goes into the queue, it's going to ring a whole bunch, and then it might go silent. You're in the queue and you're in line, and as soon as somebody call drops off, you'll fire right into there. So don't get frustrated if you don't hear Adam answering you. He's not ignoring you. We're just busy, and it's going to be a busy day with these boys in here this morning. Well, hey, with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report today, sponsored by Gamakatsu. Hey, 2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook that was light enough for a live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. Their answer was the Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The new Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or a standard hook, and now you can get it at selected tackle stores and be ready to get bit. And we're excited because the dates for the guys in the Gamakatsu booth were not going to work out for them to do the Del Mar show under its previous dates. Now that the show has been moved, Gamakatsu will be at the Del Mar show, and they'll be offering buy two, get one free.
Wow.
And Gamakatsu is one of those things that we were saving more hooks for the hometown crowd. So at least in our booth, we're going to have an even larger selection of Gamakatsu than we had in Long Beach, and at a reduced price, and it's going to be buy two, get one free.
For the Del Mar show, April 30th through May 3rd.
Yep, going to be pretty cool and exciting. Well, hey, let's find out what's going on the water. Our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, our FishDope.com reporter, is standing by. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Ricky, Pete, Paul, Renee. So, it's been kind of a soggy week here, leading into what looks like a soggy weekend, and more so this upcoming week. Fortunately, there's not been too much wind with this, so we've had a little bit of coverage and a few reports. At Catalina, the most steady action, without a doubt, is bottom grabbers there, both backside east and backside west, is producing pretty well on those deeper, hard bottom spots. A lot of really nice reds here this year. And to add to it, as far as the exotics go, just the sample on the mid-grade sea bass around, mostly backside east and backside west. Just a few fish, not really what it should be yet, but probably soon coming. A new twist has been a little sprinkle yellowtail just before the weather early in the week there, both front side and back side, a little bit of fish of that 10-15 pound size, so that's not so bad. And decent water conditions and temps are over there, so it bodes well for the future springtime fishing here. At San Clemente Island, with the weather, no reports at all in these past few days, but prior was excellent cod fishing, but still waiting on the first exotics to show up. You know, like I mentioned last week there, we're usually starting to see it on the front there, front side middle for the yellowtail, and the sea bass is scattered around the structure spots, but no word yet, but again, soon coming. And along the coast, almost zero sign of surface action, but the sand bass fishing, cackle bass fishing is okay. Water's still holding about 60 degrees, which is not too bad for this time of year. and take that low and slow presentation. You know, wet-head squid combo is the best way to get bit this time of year, but it's working okay. A little more action on the halibut, mostly still pretty deep there, 100, 150 like that. The hard bottom areas with the bait schools on them is the best place to find that deeper water halibut. And a little bit of fish did move up. We had some grunion runs there, so there's a little bit of shallow water halibuts also. Not much at all on the sea bass here this past week. And then offshore, like you guys have been talking the whole show here, I mean, that amount of bluefin around for this time of year, it's a staggering to contemplate. With fish seen earlier this week around the 9 to outside the Coronados and all the way on down to Colnett where those guys have been fishing. All that nice, great fish. Get your gear ready, guys. It's coming. It's going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. And fishdope.com, Danny and the boys have been just on that stuff, and they'll keep you posted what's going on the water, whether it be rockfish or bluefin. They got it covered. $20 off a new membership, thefishdope.com, using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And make sure you note the phone number, guys, because I'm going to be working some shorter hours here this coming week. So make sure you call first before coming by. Area code 714-840-4262. And the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. So check in before you swing by. I'm going to take a little bit of time off this week here.
Good for you.
Go dry out a little bit.
Yeah.
Mark, appreciate it. Great report, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, you got it. We'll see you guys.
All right. Thanks, let's head on down now to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Great. Oh,
great. What's going on?
Well, we had a little weather this week. San Diego, between the weather and doing some topside inspections, getting the boat all ready to go for the season there. Didn't do much fishing. They had some bonito on Monday, and they're back down there today. Hopefully they'll see some more of that, maybe get into some yellowtail or tuna there. There's been lots of life spotted down the islands and around that general area, and hopefully they get it to bite here. So definitely check the website. Full schedule is up there for him. He's going to be running every day as long as the weather holds in. There's interest there. The half day, very good bottom fishing, kind of what we've been seeing all month. Lots of reds, rockfish, a little bit of other bottom fish mixed in there. So, like I said, if you know, not working next week, your kids aren't in school, definitely bring them down, send them out on the boat there, get them out fishing. Check the website, seaportlanding.com. Our full schedule's up there for those half days, those full days. A lot of those boats are put up there, 2 days and longer schedules for the season. So lots of options there. Just call the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, get your gear all ready to go for the season.
Awesome. Well, certainly some great fishing to be had, and no better way to babysit than jumping on the boat and catching some fish, man. Certainly sounds like some good fishing going on, and we're very excited tomorrow, speaking of the San Diego, to have Captain Ryan Boschian on here. I know, Renee, you spent a lot of time working with Boog on the San Diego, and we're certainly certainly stoked. It's going to be a fun show having Booger in here tomorrow talking fishing.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, I mean, one of the best three-quarter-day, full-day fishermen out there for sure, so you should get some good knowledge out of that.
You learn a little stuff from Captain Boog there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on finding yellows?
Definitely.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, he is a master when it comes out. And he's probably out there today looking, so we'll get a fresh report when he's on the show 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Going to be fun, Marcos. Well, if somebody wants to jump in, take advantage, like you say, people out of class, people not going to work, and they want to hang out and go fishing, how do we find you at Seaforth?
Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. You can check our social media for all kinds of updates. Seaforth Landing at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook there. We put up updates there. You can always call us at the office, 619-224-3383, or come down, visit us in person, get a burrito, and get out there fishing.
Great call, Marcos. We appreciate it as always, and we'll look forward to talking next week, and we'll look forward to having Captain Ryan Boschian in the studio tomorrow morning. Appreciate the report very much.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. Okay, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish. They have their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
Indeed, and for the first time all morning, one line is open at 833-288-0973. You want to get through? There's your chance.
All right, let's turn back into the phones and talk to Charlie. He's calling us from Gardena this morning. What's up, Charlie? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Great.
Well, I had a couple questions for the Captain Renee and Paul. Is that the correct names?
Yes.
You got it.
Great. I'm excited to be on your boat here about three times this season. But first time I'll be there in May. And I had a few questions about, one, how you do your kite rotation. And two, on the first day of a three-day in May, what can you would we expect to fish that day, or is that going to be a travel day? And three, I hate to say this, but, you know, what's going on at the landing with the boats in our, you know, in our virus climate right now to protect people before they board the boat? Or is there any kind of inspection or anything? So thanks a lot, guys. Yeah. I look forward to going with
you. All right, we were going to try and be sea-free, but that is a good question.
Yeah,
a valid
totally.
Question, for sure.
All right, so we'll start from the top. I believe that May, for sure, the first day we'll be fishing. We'll probably cruise by the Coronado Islands on the way out. I know last couple years we've caught a few yellowtail on a three-day trip on the way out.
So you're not even talking the first day. You're talking potentially departure day.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. The day you leave the dock.
So you're fishing all 3 days.
You only have 3 days.
Yeah,
no time to wait.
Which that's not usually even included your departure day, but you might even be fishing the day you untie.
Okay. A couple hours after
that's
you
way
untie.
Cool.
Yeah.
Looking for fish right away.
You could be catching bluefin that day.
You could be. Yeah. We've done that a lot of times.
And then kite rotation?
Kite rotation, it starts with number one and rotates down.
Okay.
So first to book your trip, you get first priority. So it starts with number one.
That's a good way to do it. So that's how your numbers are associated, or when you book your spot?
Exactly.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So yeah, you get your spot paid for earlier. You get a little incentive for getting yourself booked up nice and early. You're going to get an even, you know, earlier number rotation kind of thing.
Exactly.
Rotation and rod rack, right?
And rod rack as well.
Yeah, that's a great call. Yeah.
So yeah, it'll start there and it'll rotate on fish, just hooked fish.
Okay.
If you physically are fighting the fish, you know, the rod's in your hand, you're engaged, that's your turn.
That's awesome.
So whether you get the fish or not, I mean, most of the kite fish you get, it's all heavy gear, so.
That's the beauty of catching them on that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them come aboard.
And then what about sanitation on the Shogun?
So our new protocol here is, as we are boarding the boat, myself or Renee, we'll stand on the ladder as everybody's coming on, and if anybody seems like they have flu-like symptoms or any sign of illness, they'll be fully refunded and sent home right away.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So you won't lose a deposit, you won't lose anything. If you show up and we have any suspicion, you get all your money back, but you can't get on the boat.
And then I know as far as cleanliness of the boat, I know you guys already have a very strict regimen, because I've been fishing with you, and the boat, as far as just all the stuff, heads and galley, and I don't think that protocol would need or probably will change because it's been so high on the boat already. Like, I mean, I know that's something that all of the crew participates in, sanitation of all of the stuff, you know, as far as cleaning and product and that kind of stuff goes.
Yeah, the guys go through their heads three times a day. The guys in the galley clean downstairs, upstairs. You know, they do Lysol the handrails after dinner and in the morning after they clean up. But, you know, after this maintenance season, we're, like, I think at the end of the month, we're going to have one of our friends come down at Brodine Steam, and he's going to be steam cleaning the whole boat.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good call.
And then every trip, new linens, new everything are put in the stateroom.
We have the bunk ladies come down. They do their job. They new linens. They rotate the laundry, you know. They do their Lysoling down there and clean everything down there.
And of course, you bring your own towels for showers and such like that. And
yes,
it's a pretty safe environment.
Some people bring their own blankets and pillows too. You could do that.
Sure.
I can speak to the landing also. You know, Frank's very, you know, proactive when it comes to things like that, and the landing itself has implemented a new regimen as far as cleanliness and things like that goes too. We always keep our shop, you know, clean, but Frank wants it disinfected. So, like, we, same deal. Every horizontal surface in the clean, we have a regimen of now three times a day, which, you know, trying to find, you know, antibacterial cleaning is not an easy thing right now. So, yeah. Frank sent all the boys out for that. So, yeah, we do the same thing. The landing is kept clean. It's cleaned three times a day, and it's cleaned after a check-in of all the boats. So, you know, when guys are on the counter, leaning on the counter and signing their licenses and things like that. And, you know, we did the same thing. We just stepped up all of the procedures we can to make it as safe as possible. And the beauty of being on the boat is you are away from the crowds and people, and
Indeed. Nothing
cleans things like a bucket of bleach in a sport boat. Even though it might be a place where a bunch of fish are bleeding all over the place, there's few places that are going to be more cleanly than that. So I think you're plenty safe with the time to come, Charlie.
But good question. Thanks a lot for the call. Enough of that. No more.
I'm down to talk about Corona as long as it's like a cold beer and Baja.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll talk Corona with you
corona
all day long. Yeah. Take me
like
to the
that.
East Cape. Yeah. You take me on the Shogun somewhere where it's nice and tropical. Like, I'll talk Corona with lime all day long.
That's it. Yeah.
That's about it. That's the limit
for
me.
We're good with that.
Well, the phones are definitely packed back up again if you want to get through. 833-288-0973. Let's jump back in and talk to Rich, who's called us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. And happy birthday to Adam.
Oh, that's birthday.
Wait a minute. Happy birthday, Adam.
That's cool. Good call, Rich.
Yeah. I got a question for Captain Paul and Renee about the difference in the nature between yellowfin and bluefin. I'm wondering, do you have your passengers adjust their presentation when you're switching between yellowfin and bluefin? And do you find them running together much? And what do we need to do to be prepared for the differences when we switch from one to the other? Maybe give you a little of the inside baseball on that.
You know, I would say that last year we had a lot of schools that were mixed, you know, especially towards November, like the end of the season when we were getting good scores on those better-sized yellowfin local and better-sized bluefin local. A lot of times the schools would start out as bluefin, you stop and you hook into a few bluefin and you're drifting forever, and then all of a sudden the yellowfin show up on you. I know last year you had to fish a little bit lighter gear to get the yellowfin, so it's kind of a touchy subject. There'd be both kinds of fish around the boat, and yellowfin are boiling in the corner, but you can only get bit on 30-pound, but at the same time there's 150-pound bluefin down deep, so there were definitely times when you could see it happen where it would switch over, and you know the guys that are savvy and switch to that lighter stuff would get bit on the yellowfin right away. But honestly, it's all the same tactics, it's the same techniques that you're using to catch both the species. So as far as having different rigs set up, you don't really need different rigs.
Circle hook, J hook, does that kind of stuff make a bit of difference for you guys? Do you have a preference one versus the other?
I like circle hook for tuna fishing. I prefer circle hooks.
And here's a cool thing about the crew on the Shogun. All of your guys are just top-notch, recognize what's going on. And if you're having issues, like, for example, when I was getting my clock cleaned at Guadalupe, you know, like, they kind of take you aside, like Captain Renee did with me. It's like, come on, let's talk about this, and let's get some fish on the boat here.
Funny.
And that's what you'll do to help people out. If you see them just fishing the wrong tackle, you and your crew are going to kind of help them out.
Definitely. We'll pull them aside, adjust their drag, maybe change their leader, tie a different knot, you know, if they're having troubles with their connections or whatnot. Dave, Connor, Speedy, Joe.
They're all top notch.
But, all those guys, and Tyler, they all take everybody aside. And, you know, if you need some assistance, they'll help you.
What about
if you need a break?
To take over for a couple minutes on a big one?
Definitely.
What about gear on the boat? You know, I mean, we're talking about that, you know, catching a Guadalupe, you know, yellowtail and needing 100-pound. And, you know, when that gear starts to get heavier, that's things that, you know, lesser and lesser people have in their quiver, you know. If a guy is wanting to go on that trip but doesn't have a 100-pound two-speed outfit, is that something he can get through the boat, through the landing?
Yeah, you could do either way. You could get it through the landing or through our boat. We have a pretty nice little quiver for light tackle if you don't have any for the beginners. And, you know, heavy tackle, we've got quite a bit of it.
Everything.
We've got it all.
And if you don't have it,
you've got them covered.
Anything from, you know, 20-pound, 15 to 30-pound on the lighter stuff and 40 to 100-pound, we've got you covered.
And is that something you can just get on the boat? Do you need to call Jen ahead of time? Like, how does one go about getting gear?
It would be nice to know. Yeah, if you call Jen and she'll highlight your name, tell us what you need, and we can get it all set up on our way out.
Yeah. We should also mention Jen in the office at La Presti Sport Fishing. She's awesome.
She's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, she does a really good job.
She does a
Nobody
really
better.
Good job.
Nobody yeah. better.
No doubt about it. Hey, Rich, thanks a lot. Good questions. Thanks a lot for the call.
All right, let's jump right back into them and talk to Bob. Bob's calling us from Dana Point this morning. What's up, Bob? Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Look, I want to tell people about going on the Shogun, like on a November trip I did this last November. We doubled back from checking in at Ensenada for Guadalupe fishing and coming to U.S. waters and caught 87 bluefin. I managed 50-pound average, five of them.
You managed five
and,
of them?
Wow. We had two over 300 pounds.
Oh.
we then went, and we caught a bunch of yellowfin as well, then went to Guadalupe and fished the windy side for 2 days. I caught yellowfin. I ended up with 10. One of them, 144 on 60.
Come on.
And my last fish was a 46-pound fly-lined yellowtail.
46-pound fly-lined yellowtail?
46, yeah.
Oh,
and the next day I turned 84. So anybody anybody wanting to catch good fish and having a fun time, get on the Shogun. And I enjoy those guys, and I'm looking forward to my next November trip on the boat.
Wow. Man, you are my hero, man.
Yeah, I think we've celebrated your birthday a couple of times on there.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's awesome. So are we going to celebrate your 85th birthday this year on the Shogun?
Absolutely. I'm signed up for 90.
right on, Bob.
Awesome, Bob. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Yes, you can do it.
No doubt.
Bob is proof there, for sure.
Right on,
thanks
Bob.
A lot for the call.
If you're
Bob.
Not watching your back, too, Bob will double up your fish count real quick,
yeah.
too. Like, that guy gets it done. There's no doubt about it. I really enjoy fishing with Bob. And you want to talk about a guy that's got good stories and just puts his time in and catches them. Like, there's no doubt about it. It's pretty it's fun to watch,
you can
for
learn
sure.
learn a lot from a guy like that.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. If you want to get your shot, 833-288-0973. Not only your opportunity to talk to Renee and Paul, but also your shot at winning a full-day trip on the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. Free trip given away at the end of the show today. Pretty cool. Okay, let's jump back into him and talk to Hills. He's calling us from Ventura this morning. What's up, Hills? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Hills.
I'm pretty stoked because I'm listening and fishing. I'm down here surf fishing, man. I love it with my earbuds. And it's so beautiful in Ventura. Now there's a striped mullet jumping. And I released two halibut shorts. And I'm hoping to get a striper, but just hoping. But
you've been getting them, though.
Yeah, well, I've got a lot, and I don't prefer to eat them. They're way more fun to catch than eat. So I prefer to release them now, I want to say that I'm so stoked that Bart has hung in there with the show. I went last weekend, so I'm super stoked on that. And, I just want to say how much I support the radio show and, how much fun I have with it. I really appreciate it. So. That's on, and I hope I get on the Shogun soon.
Come on out.
That's awesome, Hills.
Get on it. Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
At Olokai, we handcraft Hawaiian-inspired footwear, finding inspiration in Hawaiian culture and craftsmanship. Fishing is at the heart of the Hawaiian culture today, just as it's been for centuries. Generations of fishermen and women cast inshore and offshore in search of the next big catch. No matter how they do it, there's attention to detail and respect for the ocean that guides their passion. At Olokai, they believe in the same attention to detail when crafting the highest quality shoes and sandals. Olokai's water-friendly Nohea Moku slip-on shoe features razor sipping with non-marking rubber for extra grip on the deck, the dock, or the rocks. And it's designed for easy on-off barefoot wear. And when it comes to sandals that perform, Olokai's new Ulele provides the comfort and durability of a sneaker for those long days on the boat or shore. Whether you're loading up the boat, shoreline fishing from the rocks, or scoping out the best place to set up on the beach, Olokai takes you further. Shop or find your local retailer at olokai.com.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. We recommend that you purchase your trip insurance within 14 days of your initial trip deposit to get your money refunded if you have to cancel. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Been super busy on the phones. Everybody trying to talk, take advantage of talking to the boys. Also, their shot at winning that trip on the Liberty. And you want to get through for the next 30 minutes. We're talking fishing. 833-288-0973.
Your chance to get through right now. Be sure to pick up this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Always loaded with great info. How about all of
that
those?
That is a serious cover shot.
Vermillions there, huh? With the big red.
We were talking about that during the break. Man. And just like how good that big red fishing is right now and down the beach. And cover Western Outdoor News certainly showing that, man. It's loaded.
Oh, no doubt about it. So check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. And speaking of big reds, that you were talking about that and how much fun. How big on the Shogun is a big red when you do those three-day trips down the coast?
I think I've seen a 10-pounder.
Come on!
Jesus!
Yeah. 10-pound
cool.
Red.
They're definitely, you know, it's good. It's fun fishing for reds.
Yeah.
They're so aggressive, even though, you know, it's a little deeper than you would think, but they still rattle you up all the way up.
To the top. Yeah,
ten pounder's pretty good.
Really good. Yeah.
You know, the average I'd say anywhere from 3 to 6 pounds, maybe.
Oh, that average?
That's crazy.
Well, if you're on the right spot, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've seen smaller ones, but down there typically you get some nice fish.
You get that Renee spot book out.
Yeah.
Come with it.
You gotta go talk to old Boog.
Yeah. And then the option of yellow, and then big ling cod.
Yeah,
nice
totally.
Ling cod.
Yeah, those are fun.
What's the best way? I mean, is just old school regular dropper loop and a sardine the best way to catch a big red down there? Is it a flat fall? Like, what's the ticket?
You know,
the big ones.
Honestly, I've seen it all work, but we do typically just fish a
double
dropper loop with sardines. Sometimes you cut. If you do have some mackerel, you can cut it and cut strips. You know, we don't fish squid that much, but if you do have a nice, you know, fresh bag of squid, dead fresh squid, it seems to help.
Works out well.
Cool.
Cool. All right. Well, phones are packed. You want one line open. You want to get through 833-288-0973. Let's jump into it.
You got it. Let's talk to Chuck, who's calling from Dana Point this morning. What's up, Chuck? Welcome to the show.
Hey, you guys. Yeah, I was pretty bummed about the show going. I didn't go to Long Beach. I'm going, man, I blew it. But, you know, think about it. We can go fishing a couple times and go restock at the next Fred Hall show.
That's right.
For real. Like, I have a feeling that this will be a big, big show.
It's
like,
yeah.
It's one of those things that, like, at first you're probably bummed and forced into it, and now all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait a minute, this is going to be a really good thing for us.
And if you missed it earlier, first here on Let's Talk Hookup, the Fred Hall Del Mar show has been rescheduled for April 30th to May 3rd. So, big news there.
Yeah, we're excited.
So I got to commend you guys. Bob going on a 9-day at 86, that speaks volumes for the ride of your boat and the comfort, you know.
Right.
That's just something else. But, you know, the influx of these bluefin, and you got to bring so many rods. All the pictures I see of your boat, you got plenty of rod holders. You know, you're bringing 5-6 rods. A lot of boats kind of miss that and got broken ones and stuff. And it's so bad sometimes I bring my own repair kit for them because you'll have to pick one that's broke, but. I see you guys really take care of that. But the bluefin getting smarter and smarter every year, these foamers that we stare at, what do you think we're going to have to do to change our game to get them to bite more? They just seem to get smarter and smarter.
Ah, good question.
You know, honestly, when they're doing the foamer thing, that's what we don't want. When it's traditional throw bait style, that's the key to success. Honestly, foamer fishing, there's so many different top water. We could sit here and talk about all kinds of lures all day long, but in the end, that's not the way you're going to load up. The way you're going to load up is just standard bluefin fishing, stop on a school, throw a bunch of bait, get them around the boat and drift all day. And unless the fishing is like that, that's the only way anybody's going to come up with a big score.
Big scores. Foamer fishing might be exciting, and it's crazy to watch the big fish jump around, but you're going to hook two or three, and the spot's going to go down, and then you're waiting for those two or three to come aboard, then you're back to looking. It's, you know, fine when you're in a skiff with two of your buds, but when there's, you know, when there's 24 of you guys waiting to make it happen, that's the beauty of being on a boat like the Shogun, though, is you got those two guys behind the wheel, sonar, you know, fantastic sonar fishermen, fantastic eyeball fishermen, and the boat holds a ton of bait, so when you do get on the right stop, you guys can pour it on them, hopefully get it to stick around the boat, and then you start picking off, and you want those things to be happy with you, not what they're doing, you know, chasing bait around.
Yeah, exactly. The key to success is definitely the style of fishing. It's not any lure or not any rig that you have. It's fishing's fishing. We could sit here and talk about how to complicate it all day, but at the end of the day, a fly line bait, drifting along with fish under the boat is what's going to catch the most fish when the time comes.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Chuck. Appreciate that. You talked about, Bob talked about, catching 300-pounders on the Shogun. Talk about that. How that really happened this past year?
This year it did. Paul was driving.
That's so
wow.
Bad.
He got a couple of those.
Tell us about that trip.
It was just one of those lucky trips. You know, we were fortunate enough to hit timing right. It was 7-day trip, so there's a lot of bluefin biting local, and the weather was going to be snotty down heading to Guadalupe, so we just decided to pump the brakes. We cleared Ensenada, and we decided to pump the brakes and go fish bluefin for a couple days. And just one of those lucky trips
so cool. The
stars aligned.
Whew.
Actually, when we did catch those 300-pound bluef, we had two over three and then another 280 all in one afternoon.
Wow.
But we were, to be honest with you, we did not skill them up by any means. Like, we slid into a stop and we had like five or six going and we just put a frozen flying fish out in the rod holder and nobody's watching it and it just goes off.
Yeah,
it's
so
right. You know, you hear the clicker, and there it is.
Wow.
On the right tackle fighting. With the right big old giant hooks on it, big two-speed gear, like that's how you want
there
that
there was
thing.
Definitely nothing that we did there that
you didn't,
that
you didn't finesse
them
that,
up
you didn't finesse
any
them up.
Way, shape, or form. That was the rod holder caught those 300-pounders. So.
That is so cool. So exciting. And that could happen again this year.
It could happen.
That stuff's been eating all winter, so. Maybe it'd be 400 pounds.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy to see what happens if, you know, if things go the way that it has the last few years. And, man, I mean, obviously it's fishing and you never know, but, boy, the signs sure point to at least something similar to what we've had. And that fish has gotten so big, and that, you know, way of catching them has just, you know, you guys get it more refined, putting, I mean, I know that Paul, like, you know, Paul, like, downplays himself, but it's the truth. I mean, you know, you guys get really good at fishing that flying fish and presenting that to big ones, and now you can, you know, you can hook one of those fish instead of trying to land it on 50-pound. You can hook it with 200-pound leader and big giant tackle, and you guys have refined and got really good at catching giant fish close to home.
I mean, honestly, it's no different than catching giant fish at Hurricane Bank or on the lower banks or wherever, Puerto Vallarta, anywhere that you go, it's the same tactics. I mean, we've been doing nothing different fishing for bluefin than what we've done on your regular long-range trips since the kite was invented.
Yeah. Same, and that's the cool thing about it is you guys are skilled at it already. You know, you don't need to develop your skills. You've been doing it for many, many years. Yeah, for sure. All right, 833-288-0973. Line is open right there. Let's jump into it.
You got it. Let's talk to Randy. He's calling us from Costa Mesa this morning. Good morning, Randy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing today?
Great.
Randy?
Good, good. Hey, Renee and Paul, I wanted to ask you about the stateroom accommodations. How many guys in the rooms, that kind of stuff. How many staterooms do you have?
We have 13 staterooms, and up forward there, we have 3 staterooms that can accommodate 2. And we have an outside stateroom that has 2 bunks in there. But for the most part, all the ones in the after, except for one, I think. No, 2 of them are three-man bunks.
Nice. And many of the long trips accommodate 2 people per room.
Yes. You basically have 2 people, I think, on our long, like those 13-day trips, almost everybody
had their own.
Had their own, wow.
We go with 15 to 18 people.
That's a nice deal.
But you were talking about like those early season 8 days and things like that. You said that's mostly 24. That's a 24-person.
24-person load.
So you figure just based on the number of staterooms, it's on the average it's 2 people per room. So you got an extra bunk to throw your gear on and things like that and putting 2 people in most of the rooms. But if there's a group of 3 and they all wanted the same room, you could accommodate that.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah.
I can tell you that spending many a night on the Shogun, it's very, very comfortable.
Yeah.
All the way around. Galley seats a lot of people. No problems with, first and second shifts. And I mean, the staterooms are super comfortable.
Showers are big and easy to get into and very comfortable. And the linens are nice. I mean, it's just
deck space.
Yeah, it's
holy
a really mackerel. Good fishing boat.
Yeah. What about bait capacity? You guys carry some bait, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of bait.
Yeah, never. Well, you don't say never.
Don't say never.
Say never.
But that's the Steve Loomis line. There's no such thing as too much live
bait, right? How many scoops can you carry?
I think we can carry about 100. We got 150.
Like 500.
Yeah.
400 to 500. That's a lot of bait.
I think about that when Paul says something like that. Like, we were so stoked when we got our new boat with the bait tank that we have. That, like, dude, we can carry 3 scoops of bait on the skiff. Like, we're it, man. Like, we're cream of the crop. We can hold 3 scoops of bait now. Like, compared to what we used to be able to do, where we could hold a half a scoop, and now we can hold 3. And if it's really good, we can almost hold 4. And
yeah,
Paul's like, yeah, we hold 500. Yeah, we're going to put 500 on to go fishing today.
There you go.
That's so cool.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does 3-up, 833-288-0973.
All right, let's talk to Cheer, calling from Cardiff this morning. What's up, Cheer? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Hey, Cheer.
Pete. I was on that trip with you to Guadalupe on the Shogun, and that was a blast.
Wasn't it? It was so much fun.
Oh, man.
Cheer, is it true,
Ricky,
that these guys
I can't wait to fish with you this year on that trip.
Well, I can't wait either. Yeah, like I said, I still don't know how I was able to peel the spot away from Pete. He made it clear 1 year, but I'm stoked about it. But I got to know, is it true what these guys are saying, and Pete really get tuned up that bad by those big yellows?
Oh, man, I have a video.
I had one.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
those
cool.
You know what? I'll tell you the truth. Those Guadalupe Yellowtail, they scared me.
That's so
they
cool.
were so gnarly. I saw Dave get, I don't know, I thought he was going to get catapulted over the rail. It was clapping.
He's a big guy,
but hey,
too.
Oh, he's a big guy and a great guy. And that's kind of why I'm calling Paul and Renee, your boat, I mean, you guys are trying to talk about it, but you're kind of understating, I think, one of the big things on your boat. You said the vibe, but it's more than a vibe. I mean, the feeling, the camaraderie, and that was the first time I've ever ridden on the Shogun. It was amazing. It was starting with Jen and booking the trip and then getting there and meeting all the guys. They were so much fun to be with, the guys on the trip. And then the whole time on the boat was just phenomenal.
That's cool.
I mean, the deckhand, everybody just made that trip like I was family. And, it, you know, I went with my good buddy, Eddie Means, and we had, you know, we fish a lot together, but I made so many friends. Like Gary Sato was on the trip, and I got to meet Gary. What a super guy.
Indeed.
I don't know. Anybody listening that is thinking about going on the Shogun, number one, the beds are amazing. They're so comfortable and so easy to get in and out of, because for me, it's a little hard because my lower back from surfing for 50 years is kind of tweaked. So getting in and out of the bunks is easy. And the showers are great. And, oh, my gosh. Roland, is he still your chef, boys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Dudes, that guy can cook. Right, Pete?
Yes, no doubt about it. Yeah. I got yelled at by my wife when I got home.
Yeah,
I didn't
too
even
much. Look at the scale for a week.
Yeah. Hey,
anyway,
cheer.
Guys, thank you. I'm going to be on your boat twice this year, the 3-day in May and then the Let's Talk Hook Up, and I can hardly wait. And I just wanted to share that because
cool.
It's just so seamless and so easy. And you get back and, you know, the whole gang's there to help you get your stuff off the boat. And, you know, if it's going to Fisherman's Processing, you don't even have to touch your fish. It's just done. It's just so cool.
Yep.
Thank you for creating such a great platform, guys.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate
That's
it.
Bad.
All right.
Can't
cheers.
Wait.
Can't wait.
Thanks a lot. I look forward to next time we get
you guys got me
together.
Pumped up. Dude, October can't get here quick enough.
Yeah,
I'm stoked on that. That's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. They're pumped up. Sid and Irvine, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. What's up, Sid?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, just a quick question. I have a couple 3 days booked this year on the Shogun, and should we bring our own flyers?
Like
I didn't
flying
know
fish?
If we should bring
you,
extra.
You can.
Yeah.
You can definitely bring your own. We've got a bait freezer that we could put it in there. You know, sometimes we do have flyers. I think we're pretty
stocked up
right now. But, yeah.
But, and if you have extras, you can leave them down there for me. Just put Pete Gray on them and leave them at the landing for me.
Yeah, get them to me and I'll make sure they get to Pete. No problem. I'll be landing every day. I got it. Yeah, no sweat at all.
But it's not necessary, right?
It's not necessary, but if you do have it and you're willing to bring it aboard, we're definitely going to use it on your when you're up on the kite.
Totally.
All right.
Never a bad thing. Again, never a bad thing to have too much bait.
No. Yeah, bait is key to whether it be a frozen flying fish or do you guys ever use live ones? You ever scoop them up and use live ones?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That's kind of fun, huh?
It's pretty cool watching those things get bit.
Yeah.
That's like the best thing is just the excitement of watching the flying fish just get demolished by a big old bluefin or a big yellow fin.
How do you guys procure your bait? I mean, are you buying it from guys that scoop it? Do you does the boat go out and scoop it themselves? Do you catch them? Like, what's the, especially for, a lot of guys have probably fished with a flying fish now, but no idea how it got to that point. Like, how do you procure your bait and all that kind of stuff go?
We've actually bought some from G-Fly. But we've scooped them. You know, there's times where we're making mackerel. I can remember recently where we were making mackerel on one of the trips Paul's driving, and we're making mackerel on one side and scooping flyers
on
the other
side.
Yeah.
That's a nice combo.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Or, sometimes the crew stays up late and you're cruising around the island trying to find little pockets. And we try to make as much bait as possible when we don't have flyers,
Sure.
Sure, absolutely. All right, 833-288-0973. Let's jump back in the phone.
You got it. How about we talk to Doug? He's calling us from Montebello this morning. What's up, Doug? Welcome to the show.
I was going to ask you guys, what happens if the albacore show up? Are you guys going to want to see spectra on their reels or straight mono? And then are you guys going to be pulling boat lines if they show up?
Oof.
Old school.
What we've evolved to now is just kind of the standard fishing. I don't think we have to change any of our gear. I prefer to not troll a boat line. I'd just rather have a regular trolling rotation. I don't think the boat should catch a fish and keep it. I'd rather you guys catch a fish and keep it. But I would love to see the albacore come. That would definitely make my day.
Oh, yeah.
Make my year.
I mean, you guys would know a lot more than I, but wasn't the boat line, you know, back in the day before the sonar, I mean, you drug a line with a heavy sinker on it and, you know, maybe caught fish that you didn't see with your eyeballs, or, you know, it was just used as an additional, like, fish locating thing. And now that you guys especially, but everybody in the fleet are so proficient fishing with a sonar that a lot of times you're seeing that fish before you get a jig strike, and you're positioning the boat based on where that school of fish is rather than just plucking a troll fish off and trying to get started that way.
Yeah, it's so rare even nowadays that we even put a trolling rod out, to be honest. I think every day, like, you're straight eyeball or sonar fishing. Like, we don't even troll anymore.
Because you're going to see them before they bite the jigs.
Yeah.
And if you do see them on the sonar and that school is out and away from you, you can now position the boat to take, you know, you can put the boat on that school in the best, you know, obviously if the fish give you the opportunity to, like, you can position the boat the best way for everybody to get a bite on that fish and for you to get your baits in front of them, where a jig strike, you want to go another 100 yards so you're in front of the meat, but if everybody's screaming and you pluck off the one fish from the back of the boat and you just watch it on the sonar swim away, like, I'm sure that could be frustrating.
Oh, yeah. You're just cruising around. You know, when you're yellowfin fishing and the skipjack are thick, we get stopped on skipjack, but you could see a big breezer or a flat spot. Or you hear it on the sonar,
sure.
You're like, oh, God, please don't get bit by a
jig. I got to get going. There. Another 100 yards, I'll be there.
Or if you're bluefin fishing, you see singles popping here and there. You know, just the guys on the deck are like, oh, there's a boil. And we're still driving because, you know, you see something else way another half a mile.
Sure.
So you just, you know, we tell the people, we tell everybody that just – calm down. We're trying to put you guys on as much fish as possible instead of just having one person catch that fish that you see or a couple fish. We're trying to stop the boat.
You're getting on the meat.
Yeah.
I like
indeed.
It.
Hey, meats. Thanks for the call. And, Doug, thanks for coming out to our live broadcast
that
last week at the Hyatt Regency. That was a good time.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. Still a shot right now. Let's talk to Jack calling from Ventura. What's up, Jack? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I was just interested to see what they repowered the boat with. I heard you talking about that you repowered the boat with new motors. I was just wondering what you repowered it with.
It was repowered a handful of years ago, maybe six or so, with Caterpillars, the
C-18s. How are they running?
Oh, they're running great. They're running really good.
Boat cruises are what?
We can cruise at like 9.5, 9 knots.
Yeah. Nice. And the thing about the Shogun, too, again, is it's a big, wide, heavy boat. So the weather comes up, and you guys are in pretty good shape.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't roll that bad. It takes the weather pretty good.
It's a great, stout boat.
It's got a big belly on her.
It's a beast.
How much fuel do you guys carry?
We hold 16,000.
16,000 gallons.
Oh, my
God. We have 6,000 of fresh water.
Yeah. Jeez.
Wow. Plus a water maker.
Yeah. A lot of times we don't use the water maker, but...
Wow.
Wow. That is crazy to me.
16,000. So have you ever gone to the dock and say, fill her up, and put 16,000, close to 16,000
nope.
in it?
No, nope. We don't want to carry all the weight.
No.
Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah.
Going on a long, long trip, how many gallons will you carry?
We'd probably carry about 12 or 14.
Wow. You
know, just to make sure we have enough. But, you know, we fill up the stern tanks, use those on the way down, lighten up the stern, and then go from there, you know, from the belly and transfer them over to the days.
And you can move fuel all around the boat, you know, based on what tank and where you want the weight to be and what you want to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And same thing with water weight, you know.
Water weight.
Wells and things like that, can all be moved around?
Yeah, we could dry up the wells, or if we have to chill a well to transfer some water to clean the fish, you know, just move water through all the pumps and the manifolds that we have down the engine room.
Maybe talk about that, too, because that's another thing that not necessarily everybody does, but something that I know you guys both have talked about, and it really makes, you know, the premium quality of your fish as far as, you know, you talk about moving the wells and cleaning water and...
Yeah, you know, say we're on a 7-day trip at Guadalupe. We're full on one side. We on our way back to Ensenada to check in. We typically chill the port well because we've already used up all our bait on the port side. So the port well will chill that, drain the pump out the starboard well that has the fish in it, and flush that cold water on top of the fish until we see the clean water that we're pumping out. Then we'll fill that thing back up.
Okay. So it's like you have your cooler at the end of the day of fishing on your boat, and there's blood and ice and that kind of thing, and it's basically like pulling the cap and getting all that, you know, all that bloody water out and putting nice clean
fresh water.
Ice on it. You know, it's basically what you're doing to your fish, just constantly keeping it as primo as possible.
Exactly.
And thanks for the call, Jack. Appreciate that. And that's the thing. There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes,
right,
that we never see. Keeping the bait wells fresh, transferring fuel, cleaning the heads, whatever. You guys are just like ants all over
machine,
that boat. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Guys are always working.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's going fishing with Captain Taro and the Liberty. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way with the boys from the Shogun on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know: Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time. The big winner going fishing with Captain Taro on board the Liberty is going to Bob in Dana Point. Bob, congratulations. I know you're going to love fishing on that Liberty.
Yeah, indeed. And Paul picked the number from Adam, and Bob, you're going fishing with Taro.
Rad.
Yeah, congratulations.
Well, he's already the luckiest angler, so if you're picking a random number, he's a lucky rock
winner. Odds are pretty hard. He's going to be him anyways.
Bob, right?
That's cool.
Yeah,
and well, congrats, Bob.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
This is great,
love
you
fishing
guys
on the Shogun. And it's great to have both of you here, because it's a rare sight. We're not going to see this for the rest of the year. Both of you.
Hopefully
maybe
not.
One or the other of you, I'm sure. But and that's the cool thing, is one or you or Paul or both are always on the trip, Renee, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's great.
And that's what's cool. So there's always a first captain on the boat on the Shogun. And if somebody wants to go with you, how do we book a trip?
can go on shogunsportfishing.com, or you can call Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
All right. And again, want to reiterate, there are plenty of spots available on trips starting in April, right? And you have a three-day that's coming up on April 2nd.
We talked about it all morning. Like, the early season trips are some of the best we've had all year. So, I mean, a really good opportunity to go fishing on this boat with these guys.
We had some pretty nice hits last year in the early season.
A couple of 3 days, and then day-and-a-half trip in April, and then a couple of three days later in the month, and then in May, day-and-a-half trips and a three-day in May. Those are those last year, and this year is shaping up to be a very similar deal. Those were the trips, right?
Correct.
So
save me a spot. Holler at your boy.
Yeah. Jump in it. Yeah, for sure. So if you want, once again, call Jen. What's the number again?
619-226-8030.
And, of course, you can book right online, shogunsportfishing.com. Easy to navigate, and you can link that right through the Let's Talk Hookup website on the links page, too. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks to Brian. Thanks to Adam for all they do behind the scenes here. Appreciate that. Happy birthday to Adam
once again.
Adam. And we hope he has a great, great birthday today. And thank you. We'll be back with a more relief. Just talking fishing here on Let's Talk Hookup. Captain Ryan Boschin from the San Diego, he's going to have some things to say.
Oh, yeah.
I am sure tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., going to be a great show. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., we'll see you right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.